California lawmakers to honor anti-Catholic drag queen group amid Dodgers uproar. By Paul Bois on June 1, 2023. The California State Legislature will soon honor the anti-Catholic drag queen group Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence amid backlash over the Los Angeles Dodgers hosting them for Pride Night. The group will be recognized by California's LGBTQ caucus and specifically hailed Michael Williams, aka Sister Roma, for his work with the San Francisco-based group, which has often engaged in lewd behavior intended to mock Christians. For more than three decades, Sister Roma has been one of the most outspoken and globally recognized members of San Francisco's Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, the LGBTQ caucus said. Mark Trammell, the executive director of the Center for American Liberty, told Fox News that honoring the group reveals the state's deep hatred of Christians. Honoring the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a group whose sole mission is to sexualize nuns and mock Jesus, reveals the true depth of hatred California's elected officials have for the millions of Catholics residing in the state, said Trammell. It's disgusting that the California Senate is choosing to honor an anti-Catholic hate group. Would Democrats still embrace this group if they mocked Jews or Muslims? Bigotry and discrimination against any religious group are wrong and have no place being honored in the state capitol, California Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher said. The Los Angeles Dodgers engendered tremendous backlash when the team invited the group to Pride Night, angering its Catholic and Christian fans. After initially rescinding the invite, the Dodgers caved and re-invited the group. Pitcher Blake Treinen has since voiced his disapproval. I understand that playing baseball is a privilege and not a right. My convictions in Jesus Christ will always come first. Since I have been with the Dodgers, they have been at the forefront of supporting a wide variety of groups, he said in a statement. However, inviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to perform disenfranchises a large community and promotes hate of Christians and people of faith, he added. This single event alienates the fans and supporters of the Dodgers, Major League Baseball, and professional sports. Treinen further added that people turn to sports like baseball for entertainment value and competition. The fans do not want propaganda or politics forced on them. The debacle with Bud Light and Target should be a warning to companies and professional sports to stay true to their brand and leave the propaganda and politics off the field, he asserted. Treinen then quoted the Bible, particularly Galatians 6:7, which says that God cannot be mocked and a man reaps what he sows. This group openly mocks Jesus Christ, the cornerstone of my faith. And I want to make it clear that I do not agree with nor support the decision of the Dodgers to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, he concluded. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.